From Mayfair to Marseille, from Missouri to Manchester, the twist has set the world's feet a-tapping. Everyone, everywhere has danced to the beat that's topped the pops and inspired twist skirts, twist shirts, and even twist haircuts. Yes, North London barber Tom Ahmed has translated this ding-dong dance into hair. A hairstyle which soon became a share style when the girls liked the look of their boyfriend's sleek locks. While togetherness is now the order of the day.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And seeing that you guys have been good all year round, or at least I hope, here's a little holiday treat for you guys. A little history on female and LGBTQ contributions that help shape music as we know it. And whose story better to dig into than Ma Rainey? The mother of blues wore the finest clothes and jewelry, recorded nearly 100 records, and at least had one illegal queer orgy. But before she was Ma Rainey, she was Gertrude Pridgett, born in Columbus, Georgia, April 26, 1886. And Pridgett became a traveling performer by the age of 14, singing cabaret in a talent and tent show throughout the South. It was during one of these shows that she was first exposed to the blues. Another performer sang Strange and Poignant, a song about a man who had left her. Young Rainey was completely enamored and immediately learned the song and included it in her act. And a few years later into her career, she married William Pa Rainey, a traveling entertainer who specialized in vaudeville and comedy. The couple traveled with various troupes and billed as Rainey and Rainey, Assassinators of the Blues. Then she would go on to perform solo as Madame Gertrude Rainey, Ma for short. And Rainey would perform in the most lavish outfits, donning a gold crown, diamond tiara, rings on every finger, a necklace made of $20 pieces, and carrying an ostrich plume in one hand and a gun in the other. And you can't forget about her gold cap smile. So she sang about infidelity, abandonment, and heartbreak, but her protagonists were more likely to cheat right back or brandish a gun. And Rainey's sexuality wasn't public knowledge, but she didn't try very hard to hide it. It was speculated that she was courting Bessie Smith, another pioneering blues singer, Then, most notably, in 1925, a rowdy party brought a sergeant knocking on her door, and the sergeant found that the impromptu party was a group of young ladies drinking and becoming intimate. Everyone fled except Rainey, who was then charged for running an indecent party. And there's just too much to cover on the magnificent Ma Rainey, but I don't want to keep you guys from this week's playlist. Enjoy!
Man.
Who can forget the Costa Rican-born ranchera singer who had a passionate affair with Frida Kahlo? Chavela Vargas. Vargas was born in Costa Rica, but hardly knew her parents as her parents didn't want anything to do with her tomboyish daughter, so she was raised by relatives in the countryside. That is, till she left to Mexico at only 17 to pursue a singing career. She sang on the streets and in cantinas, and she even sold chickens just to make bus fare. That is, till the legendary José Alfredo Jiménez, acclaimed singer-songwriter, saw her perform in the 1940s, and the two would develop a close working relationship and friendship. Jiménez and Vargas would go on drinking binges together that would last for days, and they would even help one another serenade the different women they desired. And although Jiménez died young, she continued to drink bars dry. And Vargas continued performing, and it should be noted that she stood out in comparison to other female musicians. She smoked cigars, drank tequila, carried guns, performed in ponchos with her hair pulled back in a tight braid. And along with continuing to perform and drink obscene amounts of alcohol, she still pursued women of high standing. And besides Frida Kahlo, it is rumored that she had slept with Ava Gardner at Elizabeth Taylor's wedding, along with a list of high-profile politician wives and other Hollywood celebrities, so a force to be reckoned with on her own. But Pedro Almodóvar, who Vargas described as her soulmate, included her music in his films. This ensured that she will not be remembered as just a tequila-soaked cantina singer, but as an international artist who could sell out formal venues. As Almodóvar once said about her, Chavela Vargas turned abandon and desolation into a cathedral within which we all fit. And the gut-wrenching and soulful songs could be attributed to her facing a homophobic world. Vargas shared in an interview in 2009, "I opened my arms and I said to the world, 'Come here, let's talk.' And the world and I talked every night, and sometimes they rejected me. It required tears of blood for me to get ahead. And it wasn't until Spain had lifted her to stardom for Mexico to embrace her. And there's so much more to her life and her contributions to music, but I don't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy."
Gives me a thrill.
So that's it for me this week, kids. And I know I say this every week, but thank you for tuning in to the Strange Pirate Radio podcast. Every message, comment, like, and share goes a long way. And if you want to check out the behind-the-scenes dumpster fire, find me on Instagram and Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack, along with my newest profile, TikTok. Or read this week's episode by finding my blog on WordPress under the same name. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe, guys.